Sunday that some of the halachas of Chanukah, and tonight's the first night of Chanukah, so I just want to add one other nekuda. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Zayin at the end of Siv Gimel writes that if one has any leftover shemen after Chanukah, after the last day of Chanukah, so he has to make a madura and burn it. He has to burn the leftover oil. Huktzul at Tzvasa, since it was designated for mitzvah Ner Chanukah, so then it's a chiyuv to burn the leftover oil. So the post can point out that there shouldn't be a chiyuv to burn the oil. The oil is tashmish mitzvah. You use it for the mitzvah, but we know tashmish mitzvah can be thrown out as long as you don't treat them in a disgraceful way. You put them in a plastic bag. You don't put it with the rest of the garbage. That should be sufficient. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say that also lamadura v'sofra? Why do you have to burn the shemen? So they say that since the Neiros Chanukah compared to the Neiros of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's like Kodesh, you know, HaNeiros Halalu Kodesh, and we say that the Neiros have some kind of a din of Kedusha, it's Dumya the menorah, so because they have a din of Kedusha, it's not enough to be Zorek the Shemen, you know, you can't throw it out, even if you're not knowing Bominig Bizayim. Like, you're allowed to throw out tzitzis strings, you have to put them in Shemus, but you have to put them in a plastic bag, you have to separate them from the garbage. The problem is over here, since the Neiros is somewhat Kodesh, Chazal instituted that they're dumya to the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, so you can't just throw them out, even if you're not knowing a minig b'zayin with them. That's why you have to burn them. You have to burn up the shem. I saw they quote Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Ha'oros and the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah that he says if you can't burn it, for some reason you can't burn the leftover shemen, it's mixed with water or whatever, you can't burn the shemen, so then you can throw it down the sink. He says you can throw it down the sink because people are not going to step on it. That's not a minig bizayah. So if you can't burn it, then you can wash it down the sink together with the rest of the wood. That's what he says. But it's better to burn it because there's a sense of kedusha that's associated with the shemen shebeneh. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the poskim say that if you make a tanai, that the leftover shemen should not become niskadesh. The leftover shemen after the half hour. We mentioned the minimum shear of the burning of the Neiros Chanukah is for half an hour. So if you make a tanai that the leftover shemen should not be niskadesh, so then you can throw it out in the regular way. You can throw it out in the garbage in the regular fashion because then it doesn't have kedusha. It's not called tashmish mitzvah because you didn't use it for the mitzvah. So then you can throw it out in the regular fashion. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out that some poskim say that the chelik of the shemen that is necessary for the ikar mitzvah, meaning the chelik of the shemen that would have burned for half an hour, let's say the ner went out. We know the kav sayin zakoglo, we discussed that at great length. Kav sayin zakoglo, if the ner goes out, you don't have to relight it. So even though you don't have to relight the ner, but it's niskadesh, the shemen is taken niskadesh, so that tnai might not help for the shemen in the ikar shem. The shemen of the first hour, the tanai might not help, but the tanai will help for the other shemen. So if you have leftover oil, best to use it. If you have leftover oil from the first day, the second day, etc., so then you should use it for future nights of Chanukah. If you have leftover oil on the eighth day, after the eighth day, so then the ikar shear of the shemen, one should burn, one shouldn't throw that out. But the rest of the shemen, if you make a tanai, so then the rest of the shemen is not niskadesh, and that shemen you'll be able to throw out in a regular fashion. So it's best to make a tanai before the first night of Chanukah. That's why I'm just reminding everyone now. You make a tanai now. Make a tanai befer that you makza midas, that you're separating, that you don't intend to designate all of the shemen that you're going to put in the ner l'shem mitzvahs neris Chanukah. Rather, whatever is left over, whatever is beyond the chatzi shoa shir, you don't want to be mekadesh, and then you'll be able to throw that shemen out in the normal fashion. You won't have to burn it later. If you have any leftover shemen from the ikar zman, from the first half hour, so then you should burn it. You should burn it after Chanukah. If you're not going to rely, you're not going to use it for the other days, and you have leftover at the end of Chanukah, so then you should burn the leftover shemen. Yes?
You save it from 1 year to the next year of Chanukah?
Yeah, so technically, you kind of think the Mishnah Berurah says you probably shouldn't, because we're afraid that you're going to use the oil, you're going to use it for eating. I don't know if that chashash really exists, Bismanazah, because the olive oil that they sell, I don't know if it's really edible. Is it edible? You know, most people, you know, leave it separate. So if you leave it separate, you could probably leave it from year to year. But again, we're talking about shemen that you put into the nair. So what, you're going to put it into a receptacle and leave it from year to year? If you want, you can. Once you can, even if there's water mixed in with the oil, it's going to separate. Right? The oil's going to separate from the water, then you can just put the oil in the nair the following year. Best to make it tonight. If you make it tonight, so that will solve most of the problem. Besides the half hour, besides the sheer shemen shemen there for the half hour, for the rest of it, the tonight is going to help.
What about the glass containers and the oil?
think if the glass container is clean, right, if it doesn't have any oil in it, you just have, let's say, water at the bottom, you don't have any oil in it, so I think you can throw out the glass. Glass is not miskadesh for the mitzvah. Well, what's in this guy? Just a receptacle. It's not, you know, what the glass is part of the air? I don't think so. I think it's only the sheer shemesh in there that's really miskadesh. But the glass is just a receptacle that you're using for the mitzvah. Yes?
So for the shemen, which was maybe mukdash from the first half an hour, so is it best to make it tonight and discard them in their own little bags so that they are probably not mukdash?
From the first half hour. If it burns for more than a half an hour, so then the sheer shemen of half an hour has burnt up already, so there's no problem.
Often,
if it goes out.
One may go out.
So if it goes out, relight it. Relight it. If you relight it, you put another. Sometimes the wick, if you have the floating wicks, they turn over, they don't burn properly. So to put a new wick in, relight it, and then the chatzi shoah will be used up, and then there won't be a problem. But you can use it for the next night. But if it happens on the eighth night of Chanukah, then you're not going to use it for the next night. So put a wick in it and make sure that it burns the sheer shemen. Once it burns the sheer shemen, if you made it tonight, so then you won't have a problem. You'll be able to throw out the rest because the first half hour's worth of shemen will have burnt already. Shmuel.
Like you said, the dim's only the leftover shemen from each night, like the eighth night. But five candles from last year that I didn't use it from the box.
No, the candles are still in the box. They're not in the Scottish. It's only if I put them into the menorah and I light them there. Hasmona milsan, if you would say hasmona milsa even. Okay. I think if you light them there. So you can certainly save the candles from Yitia. Yeah, I think everyone saved the candles. You can save oil from Yitia as well. I'm talking about, so I think Eitan, when he was asking the question, he's saying if you have oil left over in the cups, right? So can you save that oil and light that oil the next year? That's what you were asking, right? If you have oil in the bottles, there's no problem. I think everyone leaves over. You don't have to throw out the oil or to burn that oil if it's left over. It's only if you poured it into the cups, but they didn't burn completely, so then the question is what to do with the leftover oil.
What if you use wax?
But best to make it tonight. You make it tonight, then there's no problem.
What if you use wax candles?
So if you use wax candles, you're saying the wax burns off, and then there's like a little bit of wax left over. So like, I'm not sure that you can actually light that wax. You know, if you tried to light it, it probably would not light, because that's like the leftover paraffin. It probably doesn't have any lightable fuel in it. So you probably could throw that out, because I don't know. Certainly, I mean, again, if it burns down and you make the tanai, so then that's what's left over after the chatzi shah. So if it's left over after the half an hour's worth of burning, then the tanai will certainly work on that. So if you made a tanai, you shouldn't have a problem at all. If you didn't make a tanai, ken zayin, there's nothing to burn there. So if there's nothing to burn, so then whatever is left over is not really miskadesh anyway. So you probably could throw it out, but best to put it in a piece of plastic. Put it in a piece of plate. Put it in a plastic bag before you throw it into the garbage.
You can one tonight for all 8 nights.
Yeah, you can make it tonight right now. Make it tonight for tonight and for the entire Hanukkah. That any oil or any wax that's left over after the zman has burnt, you're being master. It should become niskadesh with the kedusha. Okay.